Time for business with Giles Beckford, who I saw nodding along to Bat Out of Hell.
I was nodding off.
You can't nod off in the middle of that, Giles.
It does make strong reactions, I find. Meatloaf.
Yes,
that's all I'm going to say.
Does.
Giles Beckford. The markets, are they getting some strong reactions today?
Well, yes, they're back on the up on Wall Street after two losing sessions. Gains in big stocks offsetting declines with the likes of Netflix, who had some disappointing results. So the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ, all up around 0.75%. Our own top 50 index can't buy a trick at the moment. Third day of a solid loss, falling 143 points. That was 1.1%. That was the biggest one-day fall in a month. New Zealand dollar is looking a bit stronger overnight. 72.1 US cents, 92.9 Australian. Canadian Central Bank has hinted at interest rate rises next year, and it's scaling back some of its asset buying. So some of the central banks now looking at unwinding their easy money policies. That's reverberating through currency markets.
Now, the latest lift in consumer prices, this is not going to keep the Reserve Bank up at night worrying about the dreaded inflation bogey.
No. The bogey's out there somewhere. It's just not present at the moment. The CPI, Consumer Price Index, was up 0.8% for the first 3 months of the year, driven by housing costs, petrol in particular. The annual rate just ticked up a little bit to 1.5%. Well, that's slightly higher than December. Economists expect the rate will actually go quite a bit above the 2% Reserve Bank target for the remainder of the year. This is because of stretched capacity, bottlenecks in the supply chain, higher costs being passed on to consumers. But they're all seen as temporary, and the Reserve Bank is expected to see them the same way. ASB senior economist Mark Smith says there's not much there to worry the RBNZ right now.
The Reserve Bank have a 1-3% medium-term inflation target. So for now, no real sign of that target being threatened on the upside. So for now, the Reserve Bank can rest easy with the cash rate, although we do expect the next move in the cash rate to be up, and that's probably from the second half of next year.
And more from ASB's Mark Smith a little later in the program.
Now, the shake-up of the healthcare sector, this is actually expected to improve aged care services while making it cheaper.
That's the hope. It's the view of the aged care facility operator Radius Care. They expect scrapping district health boards in favour of a centralised service will remove wasteful duplication and should result in significant cost savings. The founder and executive chair of the company, Brian Cree, says the change will create a level playing field for an ageing population where everyone will be entitled to the same standard of care.
We struggle with the 22 different DHBs because they tend to operate differently across the whole of the country. So that means that from a point of view of just our organisation, we have to almost have, you know, a different set of rules for each one. Makes it very difficult and very costly.
And more from Brian Cree on the changes being mooted for the health system. We'll also look at the advantages or otherwise of a health passport, along with the latest from the markets at around 10 to 7.
Namahi, thank you very much. Giles Beckford with our business news this morning. It is 26 minutes past 6.